following messages from New Life Gillette series At the Movies. This week, Pastor Paul presents part two of this series.
Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 15. Then someone called from the crowd, "Teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me." Jesus replied, "Friend, who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that?" Then he said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." This is God's word.
If you were given the opportunity for making one wish, any wish, and it would come true, what would it be? That would be exciting, right? Well, ponder that thought just a little, as it will begin to make sense as we start into our movie for today, Wonder Woman 84.
Sir, are you all right?
Shut up! Please!
Come on, you can't hide! Let's get out of here!
We want to be doing that today.
Paul died.
I hate guns.
I know there are some of you out there who don't love superhero movies. For those of us who do, those kinds of scenes always get us excited. It's thrilling to watch the super actions of our hero saving the day for all the people involved. Well, except those criminals whose plans were foiled by Wonder Woman. But what if our superhero faced a different kind of challenge? What if her challenge was her own dreams or wishes in life? What if Wonder Woman would have to make a choice? What if that thing that she wished for in life or dreamed about could come true? What if she had an opportunity for her wish to be granted? Like many of you, I grew up loving the mystery of the many shows and movies of Walt Disney. One of Disney's most famous, maybe most exciting lines that I can remember, "When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you." That would be great, wouldn't it? Living in the wonderful world of Disney, or should I say, Fantasyland. But what if? What if all of a sudden the Dreamstone showed up in your life? What's the Dreamstone? Well, when you hold this magical stone and simply make a wish, your wish will come true. Is there a catch? Maybe. Let's see.
Oh, the Empress of Siam. Originally found in the wreck of the Nuestra Señora de Atocha.
Wow.
Sorry, I couldn't resist coming to see.
It's okay. Here it is.
What is it?
As you can tell. I think the technical term here is extremely lame. it's citrine, a classic stone used in fakes throughout history. I can't imagine this is worth any more than $75. What do you think?
Fakes aren't my forte, but let me see. Latin.
Well, at least it's an antique, right?
Or purchased from a stall on the Ponte Vecchio last week. Mm-hmm. You never know. Place upon the object held, but one on great wish.
You read Latin?
Yeah. Yeah, languages are a hobby.
Maybe it's like a lucky charm or something?
Yeah, I guess. Strange.
I really wish I had a coffee.
Hey, I got Erica a coffee, yeah, but she's out sick. Does anybody want this?
What? Yeah, I'll take one. Ooh, hot.
Did you see that? Can you imagine?
If only.
So many things I don't even know what I would wish for.
I do.
I don't even know you, so please stop following me. Good night.
I wish we had more time.
Why did you say that? Don't say that to me. You don't even know me.
Yes, I do. I can save today, but you can save the world.
That looks awesome, doesn't it? Diana had been wishing and dreaming for a long time to be reunited with the love of her life. And now she has him back. Wouldn't it be amazing if it were that easy? Hold a stone, wish for something, and poof, there it is. But as we know, it's not that easy. That doesn't mean we still shouldn't wish for things, does it? And truthfully, having dreams or wishing for things, isn't necessarily bad, but it can become harmful to us if we have the wrong mindset. It's in Luke chapter 12, where we find Jesus having an interaction with a guy who was mixed up a little with what is most important in life. He wanted to get what he felt he deserved, and he was willing to destroy a relationship if necessary. After talking with that guy, Jesus wants to help those closest to him learn a lesson. So turning to verse 22, then Jesus, turning to his disciples, said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear. For life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them." Of all the birds, Jesus, you had to use the ravens for this example? You know, it's earlier in the Bible where God shares a list of animals and birds that were considered unclean, or birds that you just want to stay away from because they're just not awesome like some other birds out there. I mean, ravens fly around eating roadkill. But that's the point that Jesus is making. They are not one of the awesome birds out there like ringneck pheasants or a beautiful oriole. Yet God takes care of the ravens. They are important enough for God to look after them. Jesus continues, "And you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all of your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things?" The Greek word here translated as worry has an understanding of being torn apart. It's the image of us being so focused and distracted by the things of this world that it has our minds and our hearts torn away from what really matters in life. We see this concept play out in our movie as we now encounter Max. Max is mixed up with priorities in life. He's a man who was damaged and broken quite a bit because of people in his past who hurt him badly. And of all that brokenness, we find Max is quite misguided about what is truly important. He is worried about things of this world, and that worry causes him to go down a path with a dreamstone that will bring a lot of pain to many people, including himself.
Dad!
Oh! Oh!
It's your weekend.
Yes, clearly! Alistair!
Where's the pool, Daddy?
It's not done yet, buddy. But it doesn't matter. You just have to be patient. I told you, the pool, the helicopter, you'll have it all. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, was it? No.
Hasn't it been a lot of days?
Well, it takes time to become a great, great number one man like your dad is going to be.
You're lying to your son like you lie to everyone else.
Simon, please. These offices aren't ready for guests yet.
It's over, Max. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm out.
Alistair, go wait with Raquel. Simon,
you have 48 hours to get my money.
You're going to regret this.
Well, the FTC gets an anonymous report. Loser.
Simon, wait. Simon, wait. I am not a loser. He's a loser.
And don't you ever believe a word that man said. He's a liar. And he's wrong. And he will rue the day he walked away from me. And you are going to be so proud to be my son.
Okay.
You'll see. Everyone will.
Hi. Perfect.
I have someone I would like you to meet.
A pleasure.
Oh.
Miss Minerva.
It's Doctor, actually. Have we met before? You look familiar.
Do the thing. Do the thing.
Life is good, but it can be better.
Oh my gosh, from TV. Oh my gosh, you're the oil guy.
The oil guy? Yes, I'll take it.
Mr. Lord is considering becoming a friend of the Smithsonian at the partner level, which entitles him to a handful of private tours of our facilities, and he asked for you by name.
Me?
Well, what can I say, Doctor? Your reputation precedes you, and apparently we share a passion for gemology.
Oh, well, okay, we do.
I'll leave you to it.
let me just drop this off in my office and we'll go. Oh gosh, don't look in there. Such a mess.
One great wish? I've been waiting. I wish to be you, the Dream Stone itself. Okay, Mr. President.
Yes. Something very strange. I thought it was somewhere else entirely. Suddenly, anyway, hectic times. Give us a minute. But Russia, very troublesome. I appreciate your concern, but all the money in the world won't help us now.
It's no money I'm offering.
You
are a man of faith, and I have been very blessed lately. I want to share my blessing with you. The power of positive thinking. Now, tell me, Mr. President, what do you need? And you're not speaking to me here, but to the universe. What do you wish for?
What is there to wish for but more? More nuclear weapons, more than they have, closer to them. If I just had that in place, then they would have to listen to us.
A nice thought, and I grant you.
Oh my God.
And you know what I'd like? I would want all of your power, influence, authority, all the respect you command in the command. Everyone must respect.
I mean, what else is there? Now, tell your people I would appreciate absolutely no interference. whatsoever. No taxes, no rule of law,
no limits. Treat me like a foreign nation with absolute autonomy.
Very good, sir. Right away.
Look at the lilies and how they grow, Jesus continued. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for the flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So little faith. It means we really don't trust that God knows what's best for us or the best way for us to live. We get so consumed by what the world has to offer that we get distracted. We get torn apart about it. Or we simply ignore what God shares with us, thinking for whatever reason that we know better. Jesus continues, and don't be concerned about what to eat or drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows your needs. Jesus says that it is unchristian, or what believers think, to be so consumed and torn apart by things in life that keep us from focusing upon the more important things in life. Things that God knows will bless us more in life. The good, good Father knows our needs, knows what is best for us, knows the best way for us to live. But will we live by faith? Jesus shares a plan for us to follow to make steps toward that faith-filled life. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. What should our wish be? What should our dreams be about? What should we long for in life? The kingdom. Or we should wish to know God's heart more and more. We should dream about what would please God. We should desire the same desires that God has. God's purpose and plan, or God's will for our lives, that's what we should be wishing for. Here is what the people in our movie begin to find out. When we worry about or get torn up about, or when we wish for and get distracted by the things of this world, more times than not, they come with a cost. Diana, or Wonder Woman, figures that out. And then our superhero makes it her purpose to help others figure it out too. Is she too late?
So you're a Mayan?
Well, I'm a citizen of the world.
It says your name is Frank.
And most of what I know is a past life thing.
So that's a no.
But to answer your question, yes. My great-great-grandfather left me this. I don't know everything about it, but I have been warned. I'm better off that way. What I do know is it destroyed our people in a matter of months. The few survivors, they buried the stone, never to be exhumed under any circumstances.
Can I see that?
Be my guest.
What is it?
The Calafria Hero.
What's that?
A very bad god. The god of lies, Dolus Mendacius, Duke of Deception. He's been called by many names, but if he's the one who empowered that stone, there has to be a trick.
What do lies have to do with granting wishes? It seems more like a dream stone to me.
Wishes with a trick. The monkey's paw. Beware what you wish for. It grants your wish but takes your most valued possession. Diana, your powers.
No, that doesn't make any sense. What's more precious than what you wish for?
How do we stop this?
The legend said it can only be stopped by destroying the stone itself or give back what was given. My people couldn't do the first thing and refused to do the second. Now the culture is destroyed, wiped from the face of the earth.
No one renounced their wish.
But the stone is already destroyed.
What? When?
You're looking at it. You're looking at it. That's what Max Lord said to me. Maybe it's him. He's become it somehow.
But how would that happen?
I mean, if he wished for... That's crazy. No.
If we destroy it, if we destroy him, all the wishes go back.
What are you talking about? No. I'm not going to be a part of that. No.
Or if everyone renounces their wish.
No, there has to be a better way. No.
She's right. We don't know enough. We just don't know enough. But what we do know is that we need to stop him before he grants any more.
Stopping him might not be enough, Diana. Wishes have been made.
Barbara?
Barbara. What? I can't let you stop Max. You're not the only one with something to lose. Turns out wishing to be like you came with some surprises.
Hands up!
No!
Sweet! Defending your love?
Huh? What do you wish for? Do you want to be a real boy?
No.
Just not to be handcuffed to you, but now I am. I just learned that.
Stop! Listen, you have no idea what you're dealing with. I'm not what you think. You can't possibly understand.
Oh, I can't possibly understand. Dumb little old me. Dumb little poor little... Nothing, nobody, me. I couldn't possibly handle it.
No, Barbara, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, I'm handling it beautifully, and I'm not giving it back. Go! Run!
Everyone stand down. Nobody hurts her.
They couldn't if they tried. You've always had everything. While people like me have had nothing. Well, now it's my turn, and you are not taking it from me. Ever.
What is it costing you?
What is it costing me?
If it's the monkey's paw, it takes as much as it gives. Yes, you're strong, but... What did you lose, Barbara? Where's your warmth, your joy, your humanity, your... You're attacking innocent men, Barbara. You look at yourself. You
forget about me. What is it costing you? Yeah. That's right. Get used to it.
I had a great life.
Same.
And you only made it better. But you know what you need to do. The world needs you.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll never love again.
I pray that isn't true.
Gone. And that's the truth. And everything has a price. One I'm not willing to pay. Not anymore. This world was a beautiful place, just as it was. And you cannot have it all. You can only have the truth. And the truth is enough. The truth is beautiful. So look at this world. And look at what your wish is costing it. You must be the hero. Only you can save the day. Renounce your wish if you want to save this world.
Why would I? When it's finally my turn! The world belongs to me! You can't stop me! No one can! My son! I can see my son!
Say.
have to save myself. Alistair. Alistair. I renounce my wish!
We are never too far gone to find our way back to God. We will all be distracted from time to time. Sometimes it's just a little, and sometimes it's a lot, and it brings a lot of pain with it. But one important thing that Jesus wants each of us to know, God the Father is always longing to walk with us into the kingdom life. Jesus says, "So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." Long for it, desire it, pray for it, and yes, wish for it, dream for it. Take a step of faith, trusting that God, the good Father, knows the best way for you to live, knows what we each should be longing for in life. Max thought he finally had it all until he realized he didn't. He realized that he was missing out on an even greater treasure. So he gave it all away, renounced his wish, so that he could find a true
Alistair!
Treasure.
Alistair!
Daddy!
I'm so sorry, baby.
I'm so glad I wished you'd come. I knew it would work.
No. That is not why I'm back. No. I've been lying to you. I'm not a great guy. In fact, I'm a pretty messed up loser guy. And I made terrible mistakes. But you don't ever have to make a wish for me to love you. I'm here because I love you. I just wish and I pray that one day I'll be able to make you proud enough that you'll be able to forgive me. And love me. Because I'm nothing to be proud of, Alistair.
I don't need you to make me proud. I already love you, Daddy. So my dad.
Jesus makes our life better, and he makes us better at life. But the question is, what are those things in your life right now that maybe you're wishing for or involved in or seeking after that are tearing you apart from that better life that Jesus has? What would it look like for you to seek more of the kingdom? Because Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock. It gives the Father great happiness to give you the kingdom." God is always for you. Chase after him. Let's pray. God, thank you for a simple movie that can help us to better know your heart. God, for all of us here that are struggling in different ways because of the things of the world tearing us from the better things, God. The things that you place in front of us, the kingdom things, God, help us, God. Help us all to seek your heart so that we can find that amazing life that you have in store for each and every one of us. Thanks, God, for keeping us focused on that cross that gives us life. In your name we pray. Amen.